Number three factor in raising a top crop is seed quality. This is where the seed company helps out the farmer by bringing him seed quality that's exceptional. Seed quality is far more important than genetics. You give me an average genetic package with a superior seed quality, and I will beat your superior genetic package with average seed quality every single time. But what good is top seed quality if it's not placed in the soil properly and you have poor soil conditions? Quality has become such an overused, underdefined term that its meaning is more generic in nature than is attention getting. So many companies talk about having exceptional seed quality products and services, but few tell their customers what that actually means. Everyone knows the power of real quality and its ability to attract and keep customers, but those who have been exposed to performance-killing poor quality also know how fast it can destroy customer loyalty. If product quality is not superior, the products themselves can't perform to their potential. They are not allowed to do what they're promised to do, and that is to please customers. Quality is the number one crowd pleaser. Too high quality never makes anyone angry, but too low quality always does. How anyone could turn this number one factor to achieving customer satisfaction and getting repeat business into a one-size-fits-all strategy is beyond me. Not everyone has quality. In fact, many don't even know what level their quality is. So how can so many companies claim they have it when they really don't know? Well, it catches up with them in the customer's field. I'm a former registered seed technologist. I've followed seed quality intently for the past 40 plus years. I got my RST glimpse of quality seed and what some companies were trying to pass off as quality seed starting back in 1968, when I got a job working in the South Dakota State Seed Laboratory. In the 4 years I worked there, I learned about all kinds of seeds, their physiology, and their growth potential. Upon graduation from college, my new employer, Trojan Seed Company, paid for my trip to Salt Lake City, Utah, to take the rigorous test, become an RST, a registered seed technologist. I passed the exam. Even though I no longer run a seed testing lab, I still have the knowledge and information I worked so hard to gain. I will always understand that quality of a living organism like seed has a huge impact on field performance. As important as seed quality is to a grower, companies supplying seed have not done a good job of telling their customers how to manage quality once they receive it in the seed they buy. And if they don't tell them how to manage it, instead of having a positive effect on profits, it can actually take profits away. For example, one of the reasons seed quality has lost its impact as a product value is because seed companies have allowed growers to think that the newest and latest seeds they buy are damage-proof. That is, they believe no matter how they treat the seed, it is physiologically so strong that it won't be negatively affected. They believe they can handle it, store it, and plant it anywhere, anytime, and in almost any type of soil or environmental conditions. Instead of receiving a list of instructions for how to properly manage the living and breathing baby seed they receive in that bag, box, bulk bag, or truckload, they get nothing to tell them how to protect the quality they receive. It doesn't matter what brand or variety of seed a farmer buys if the quality is not at its best. Seed quality trumps all other factors affecting varietal performance, including genetics. Your grower needs to know it doesn't just start with the seed. It actually starts with seed quality.